Let's begin with the culture at historically black colleges. Tell us a little bit, generally speaking, and specifically as it pertains to sexual identity and orientation, what the culture is like at Morehouse and in a slightly broader picture.
Sure, sure. Thank you for having me, by the way. So, you know, HBCUs just traditionally has had a very conservative kind of campus community. Many of the HBCUs were founded in a Baptist, Black Baptist church tradition. And many of those traditions and other religious traditions. And so many of those traditions are very, very conservative around sex, around sexuality, around anything outside of the gender binary with male or female. So, you know, there was the sexual orientation revolution, you know, in the early parts of the 2000s when students were becoming more unapologetic about their sexual orientation and their identity, being more vocal and more upfront about who they decided to love. And so that kind of bucked the system, so to speak, in many of the campuses. And so now we are beginning to face, we're beginning to have to face and confront the issue of gender and what that looks like, especially on campuses that are same gender colleges like Spelman College and like Morehouse. So, you know, traditionally our colleges, HBCUs, are just really conservative environments, which is just a small piece of a larger microcosm of the black community.
So I think it's probably safe to say that we're seeing somewhat of a sea change regarding transgender identity. It's that change is happening faster in some parts of the country, slower in others. But how does this, how do historically black colleges fit in with that sea change? And specifically, how does this change in policy at Morehouse fit in?
Certainly. So, yeah, you're right. You know, folks, I think what's happening is transgender people are being more public and more upfront about their identity and why we should, you know, pay attention. We have more transgender actors and actresses that are out, that are out front about who they are and their transition. We just got finished discussing this transgender military ban where military transgender armed forces members are wanting to serve their country and can't. And so we're beginning to have to grapple with a subset of our population, which we have traditionally ignored. And so as it relates to the Morehouse College expansion and their admission policy, this is huge. Morehouse College especially was born out of a Baptist church tradition. You know, many people know Morehouse because of the notables that have attended, like Dr. Martin Luther King and his father and other notable black pastors and religious leaders and civil rights leaders. And so for Morehouse to come out and make a declaration to reaffirm their commitment to educating men, regardless of their sex assigned at birth, is incredible. And that will, and by Morehouse making this move, they will then push other colleges and organizations to then have to fully face the idea that we must broaden the tent for all people, no matter of their gender identity or sexual orientation.